Alpha Kilo Sunset, South Carolina, testing a new antenna.
N4AK, W4DJW, good evening.
A long time no hear from you. How's everything in the big city of TR there, over?
Well, I'm in Greer, and I noticed you're no longer over there in Paris Mountain. Where do you move to? Where is Sunny, wherever that is, Sunny something? Is that where you are now?
We're near Table Rock State Park, intersection of 178. We're a couple of miles from there, so XY, I want to move near the grandchildren. You understand that, over?
I do understand how that works, exactly. Hey, are you still doing the, have you still got the model train set up, or did you tear all that down? Did you rebuild it?
I had to tear it down. I had a guy from BMW who was interested in the German model train, so we don't have that anymore. We're kind of between the two ridges here, and I do have one clear shot down towards Atlanta on 2 meters, but otherwise, the trade-off is Lake Kiowee is down the road, and a trout stream is about a mile away, over.
Okay. Well, I just wondered. I haven't heard from you in a long, long time. It's good to hear you on the air. It's been a while. There's a new guy that's on here that, well, he's new to the repeater, but he's been around. I mean, he went to high school when I went to high school, same place. He's a couple of years ahead of me, but he does the model train stuff. And I told him about your setup, and, well, I guess if it is no more, it is no more. Anyway, it kind of got his attention. Hey, I still have the senior tailmaster, and now that I'm doing autonomic flying now, and I need to put a repeater in the sky, and the tailmaster is going to be that repeater. It's going to repeat multiple signals for video, telemetry, audio, and one more. There's four frequencies total. Anyway, I thought you'd want to know. It's still around. It hasn't been finished building, but it has a plan now.
Well, you're so far ahead of me technically, and I'm keeping up with all the digital stuff. I'm kind of into boat anchors now, running like Rangers and Johnson 500s and stuff like that. So I'm up here in the attic shack today, just changing things around a little bit. So it's great to hear you. And let's see, I keep up a little bit with Robert Coleman, but he's not active anymore. So I don't really know what's going on in TR, but I appreciate you giving me the check. It's an attic antenna, it's a AX 200, 432, and a 2 meter just up in the attic, over.
Okay, well, you're making it in okay. I mean, it's not like full quiet or anything like that, but you're 100% readable. But we are having some fluctuations with the VHF propagation, because some days it's good and some days it's not so good. And I notice it's not just our repeater either. But anyway, Glenn, it's good to hear you. Hope to hear you on here more as you get settled in there. Whenever I get that Tailmaster finished, I'll look you up. I've already got a multirotor that I can just press a button called auto, and it'll just fly itself. I don't have to do anything. And that's what the plan is for the Tailmaster, is just punch it into auto and just let it sit up there and hover and be a repeater until I'm finished using it, and then bring it down and land it. Anyway, I'll let you know when I get that done. N4AK, good to hear you. W4DJW.
Oh, yeah, send me a picture of it on the Internet. It's just Glenn Farr at bellsouth.net, N4AK at ARRL.net, whatever. And the Tailmaster will carry a lot of weight, that's for sure. So I'm not into that anymore. I've tried a few of these little hovercraft things, and my granddaughter can fly one, not me. See you later, W4DGS and 4AK.
Sounds good. Grandkids are amazing. Take care. N4AK, W4DJW, clear.
About 20 more watts. Maybe that quieter did a little more.
Oh, that did the trick. That's full scale, full quieting. Yeah, that's all you needed.